If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scripture segment. We're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 26. And last week, I think I finished up reading verse 23, but let's pull back to 22, Dave. We'll go back over that, and we can discuss it. Verse 22, Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles.
Yeah, unto the people, meaning the Jews, and mm-hmm. as well as unto the Gentiles. And I'm glad you went back to verse 22 again, briefly here, Tom, because some important information here. Witnessing both to small and great, it says, and I say none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. So, we've mentioned it before. I have a book on my shelf at home by a rabbi, and it's called The Myth Maker. And he accuses Paul of making up Christianity. Well, Jesus didn't teach anything like this and so forth. No, Paul, he originated this, all these Christian ideas. So in Romans chapter 1, for example, the verse we just had here, Paul says, I'm not teaching anything that isn't in the prophets. That's the foundation of all of this. And he writes to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 2, says the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So in Romans chapter 1, and we have cited this often, but it's very important. I like to get back to this foundation. Paul says, I am an apostle separated unto the gospel of God. How do we know it's the gospel of God? He says, which he promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And when he writes to the Corinthians, he says, this is the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, this is the gospel that I preached to you, that you believed, by which you were saved, wherein you stand, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So Paul is very carefully, he says it repeatedly, this is not something new that I made up. Christianity wasn't invented even by Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, but he came, and it's clear here, he came in fulfillment of the prophets.
Mm-hmm. David, it makes me think of our ministry, the Berean Call, the Berean, Acts 17,
right.
verses 10 and 11. It says that these Jews in the synagogue, these were Berean Jews, right. a Greek city.
Right.
It says they listened to what the Apostle Paul had to say. Now, what might he have been saying? I think he's preaching the gospel. He's teaching them that Jesus is the Messiah.
Absolutely, and from their scriptures.
From their scriptures, not the New Testament.
It hadn't been written yet.
Exactly. It says they searched the scriptures, the Tanakh, the law, the writings, the testimony. That's what they had, and that's what they checked out, what Paul was preaching to them.
So Paul says it again. None, I'm speaking none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Okay, this is a fulfillment. That Christ should suffer, that is the Messiah. That was shocking to these people. This is one of the main reasons why Jews today, well, they say they've been persecuted by Christians. No, you've been persecuted by Roman Catholics. They slaughtered Jews everywhere they went on the way to the Holy Land, so-called. This is the first crusade under Pope Urban II, and they slaughtered Jews all across Germany, all across Europe on their way. And when they got to the They took Jerusalem. They chased the Jews into the synagogue and set it ablaze. So those are not Christians. There are a lot of people who call themselves Christians, and they're not following the teaching of Jesus Christ. They're not following the Word. So Paul makes it very clear. I'm only teaching you, I'm basing everything upon what the prophets had to say, the Old Testament. But what does it say? That Christ should suffer. Woo, he's going to die. Well, Jews, they didn't believe that. They thought they had proved, the rabbis thought they had proved he's not the Messiah. Come down from the cross. If you're the Messiah, prove it by coming down. No, if he came down, he's not the Messiah, because he had to be crucified. That was foretold in the Old Testament. Crucifixion foretold 500 years before it had ever been practiced on this earth. So, the Christ should suffer. Well, wait a minute. That's why they rejected him. Well, it's in the prophets. And that he should be the first that should rise from the dead. Wait a minute. How about Lazarus? How about the widow of Nain's son? No, they didn't rise from the dead because they died again. He was the first to rise from the dead, never to die again. And we will do that one day as well. If we die, or we'll be raptured, and we won't die, but if we die, and my parents and so forth, we'll be raised never to die again. But Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, and Jesus called him out of the grave, he died again. Every one of them. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was the first. And so the prophets foretold that. And furthermore, that he should be a light unto the Gentiles. Tom, you know, when Peter had to have a sheet let down, and he had a voice from heaven said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat. And what I've called clean, don't you call unclean." And they got some fellows knocking at the door down there, Peter, and they're going to ask you to go to the home of a Gentile, a centurion, and you go, and you enter in. Now, when Peter got back to Jerusalem, wow, the other apostles really went after him. You went into a home, you went into a Gentile house? You can't do that. Peter says, well, let me explain you what happened. Let me tell you what happened to these Gentiles. When I preached the gospel to them, they got saved. And they said, you mean the gospel is for the Gentiles too? Well, obviously, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you go back into, well, let me just take a very quick look at it.
While you're looking it up, I find it interesting, and maybe you can comment on this. How is it that Paul, he seemed to be the first one to really get this, because it was almost 10 years from the time that Jesus gave the Great Commission until the Jews actually got after it.
They were blind. They couldn't see it. It's all through the Old Testament. It says, Isaiah 42, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment for the Gentiles." I mean, he's going to bring the salvation, actually. And you go down to verse 4, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth." That is, he's going to reign. "And the isles shall wait for his law." We'll go back to Genesis 10:5. That's referring to the Gentiles. The Gentiles occupied that. All through the Old Testament, let me just look at Psalm 22. All through the Old Testament you have this. This is a psalm that foretells the crucifixion of Christ. And notice what it says. Verse 27. "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord." Jesus said, go into all the world. "And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee." Or if you went to Malachi, 1, verse 11, it says that God is speaking to the Jews, and he's saying, look, I've had enough of you. Your sacrifices, oh, you bring the lame and the blind. You've got a good lamb in the flock, and you give me the ones you would reject. You know, you're going to kill them anyway. You bring your sacrifice with a dishonest heart, with a wicked heart. This is hypocrisy, and I don't want any more of it. But then God says, verse 11, Malachi 1:11, "For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down. I love the way it says it. All over the world. No, it says from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. My name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place you're going to offer a pure offering unto me. So we could go all through the Old Testament. You've got it everywhere. And Jesus wasn't saying something new, going to all the world and preach the gospel. And Paul got it right, but it took a long time for Peter and the rest of them to understand it. And I don't think Jews to this day understand it. But let them check it out from their own scriptures.
Dave and Tom will take up their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you would like to expand your knowledge of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that we hope you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.theBereanCall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 5007. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs addressing the latest spiritual phenomenon called the emerging church, and why does the emerging church indulge in mysticism? In Religion in the News, should we get rid of gay clergy? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, does the Bible condone slavery? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures Daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.